The Africa Report.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Soku Sibiya. A very good morning to you, Soku. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Abungile, and to your listeners.
When I saw Soku, I nearly said Abungile now. I nearly said Abungile to you. These things happen, Soku. These things happen. But yeah, 10 things to do in Tunisia.
Yes, it's Travel Tuesday, and you know, at Africa.com, what we do is every week we profile an African country, and this week we're profiling Tunisia. So we've got a list of the 10 things you can do that will actually entice you to actually visit Tunisia. One of them is going to the Sahara Desert. Now, if you are a gaming fan or a Star Wars fan, this will be great for you because you can actually organize a tour of the desert by camel, and where you can visit even the hometown of Luke Skywalker. If you're a Star Wars fan, you'll know that it's actually shot, some of the scenes of Star Wars is basically shot in Tunisia, and you can go there as well. It's a popular tourist destination, so you can always pretend like you're also zorbing. I don't know if they zorb these Skywalkers. And you can visit different places, museums, some Roman ruins where battles of gladiators were fought. There's great stuff. So we've got 10 things you can do if you go to Tunisia. If you go onto the website, you'll find out what those are.
Okay. And you also talk about an African dish made, which made the top 50 list. Is this around the world or just Africa? Okay.
This wouldn't be Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So it's around the world. Three dishes from Africa made it. So Piri Piri chicken from Mozambique made it to the list. This is the one that's made famous by the Nando's chicken. But, you know, for the original, you need to go to Maputo to taste it because they use lime, piri piri sauce, chili and garlic. There's also another chicken dish. Guess Africans like chicken. It's called Mwamba chicken, where they use peanut butter, palm butter, as part of their marinade for this dish. But I wonder if Abungile can guess which South African dish made it to the list.
South African?
Yes.
I want to say ngqushu, sempe and beans. Huh?
No.
Tripe?
Nope.
Yeah. Okay. Why not try?
Yes. It's got bread.
It's got bunny chow.
Yes.
Bunny chow. Okay. If it's got bread in it, it can be a quarter or bunny chow. Okay. Good. Okay.
Yeah. So you know the bunny chow made it to the list, along with different varieties of dishes across the world. I mean, this made the list also includes things like the paella, the lasagna, fish and chips from the UK. So everything that's made famous when you're going around the world, and what, you know, has basically, you know, people come to the country just to taste the bunny chow. You know, they come to the country. Some people go on actually food tours. You know, they travel just because they want to taste the food in different places. And this list looks at the dishes that have basically revolutionized how we eat around the world. Ice cream made it. Donuts made it. I'm sure if you've ever watched any American cop movie or cop series, you've always wanted to taste the donuts that the cops are eating there. And that's also made it on the list.
I've often said, Soku, you know, if there was ever a television show for me that I think I would do, it would be one of those where I just go around the country eating. I think I would excel at that show. I think I'd be one of the greatest presenters ever. There wouldn't be much talking.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot of nomming. That I can do very well. So if Soku, if you know anyone or of you, the listeners, know of anyone that needs a presenter that eats, my way, Soku.